Joining you on the Political Desk is Professor Andre Duvenage from the Northwest University. Prof, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Abongile. Nice over here in Potchefstroom. Weather is changing and so on, but we are fine.
Yeah, we also got a bit of drizzle here, this side, on our side here. Prof, we got to get down to business. It's been a very interesting weekend, and I think FW de Klerk, I mean, this is the Political Desk. We're looking at taking a recap of what's been happening. But the first talking point has been that of former President FW de Klerk. I mean, Prof, you've been listening to the conversations. What's been your take on this?
Well, I would like to start by saying it's quite interesting that it seems as if there's more debate about FW de Klerk than about the State of the Nation address. And this must tell us something about the state of South African politics. I think, in a way, FW de Klerk was very unfortunate. He attended the State of the Nation address. Immediately, he was focused on in terms of an attack coming from Julius Malema and others. Clearly, he was not popular. And in his defense, he said some things that I think was a bit out of context. And at the moment, he is paying the price for that. But let's start analyzing it. I think we cannot make a justification for apartheid. And we know that it was wrong. And I think F.W. de Klerk know that, because he was the great reformer of the apartheid system, preparing the terrain for the new constitution. And I think he thought he will have got more credit for it than what happened. But secondly, and that's maybe a bigger contextual perspective, if we look at crime against humanities and we compare the apartheid dispensation with what happened, for example, with regard to Stalin in the Soviet Union, Mao Zedong in China, Pol Pot in Cambodia, and so on, I think that apartheid was probably a lesser evil. But you cannot justify it. And like Helen Ziller's tweet on colonialism, it was to say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and at the moment, he is paying the price for that.
Prof, thank you so very much for your comments. And certainly, this is one debate that's, putting people... it's a very uncomfortable conversation, Prof. Maybe let me put it like that. It's a very uncomfortable position. And it seems like no one is really sure what to do here, Prof.
Yes, indeed, that is the case. I also ask myself, what is the best strategy here? Should the FW de Klerk Foundation say they are sorry? Should they just continue on this line? And what is unfortunate, perhaps, is the fact that there's a lot of polarization at the moment between black and white people. And this is an environment that is contributing to further polarization. And that is very unfortunate. The second context that is to me the more important one is the current crisis of politics, economy, and social life in South Africa. We need to focus on getting answers to that. And now we are working on the F.W. de Klerk debate, which in many ways is an historical, outdated thing. We need to look forward. We need to get solutions for the major challenges, because there's major challenges at the moment which we need to address.
Prof, though we cannot, and I don't think we should, as much as we do have the problems that we have, we must acknowledge how people are feeling. Because a statement like that, whether taken out of context or not, a statement like that does touch on people's feelings. And whether we like it or not, people's feelings matter.
Yes, that is indeed the case, Abs. And that is why I say you cannot justify it. And it just show us how sensitive we still are for the history of South Africa and what happened in the past. And in a way, again, I think it is so important that we as South Africans sit together, we formulate solutions, we accommodate each other, and we define the way forward. And unfortunately, this is not happening at this point. However, I'm still of the opinion that F.W. de Klerk only wanted to attend the State of the Nation address, but he was clearly targeted by some components in the audience, looking at Malema, who said he's not prepared to talk to F.W. de Klerk, which is to me also an insult to what we can call the Rainbow Nation or cooperation. And at the moment, there's no attention on Malema, or very limited, and the focus is on F.W. de Klerk. But that is the nature of the situation. I know F.W. de Klerk's views very well, and what I can honestly say is that he is not a person with a racial orientation. He tried his utmost against the tide sometimes to bring about positive and constructive changes. And I think in a way he can also receive some recognition for that. But as I mentioned, it was the wrong statement at the wrong time.
Prof, thank you so very much for joining us. But as always then, before we let you go, your final words for this conversation?
Well, my take on it is that we must sit down as South Africans. We must talk about the history. We must get solutions. And this is not a white, black thing. We, them, it is us. We must take this forward.
Prof, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. Do have yourself a wonderful morning further. Professor André Duvenage from the Northwest University.